Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hour number two, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Let's address a couple of things in the open here real quick.
Please.
First of all, Ron Darling, they all lie.
Of course they lie.
That hit me right here. Look.
But like, and so I was very confused by that. And somebody on Twitter told me that it was sarcasm. And they're like, you should know better, Keith. I don't think it was. I think he was being serious. Like, and if he was being sarcastic, he did a very poor job of setting it up that way.
My sarcasm meter was not attuned properly.
No, I didn't hear it. I didn't hear that at all. I think he was being serious.
Players lie all the time about whether they got hit or not. Now, luckily, the replay showed pretty clearly.
Yeah.
He took it in the foot.
Now, they might not, you know, they'll lie to the umpire, but then when they look over at the manager and the manager's like, should we review it? Then they might not keep up the lie. But they always do that. They look at it, especially if it hits their jersey or they think they hit his jersey. Does this sound like sarcasm?
It's one of those things that you have to trust the player. There's never been a player in the history of the game that comes out of the box and says he was hit by a ball unless he was, because he felt the pain of it.
Now all they have to do is trust our great camera operators.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. So, but here's the thing. He says at the beginning, you know, you need to trust the player. Right, you need to trust the player.
Because there's never been a player in the history of our game.
So there's no sarcasm there, because he's telling that the manager needs to trust the player, because why would they lie about getting hit? Oh, I don't know, so they can get on first base?
Player. There's never been a player in the history of the game that comes out of the box and says he was hit by a ball unless he was, because he felt the pain
now,
of it.
Look, bizarre. I will say this. I think, generally speaking, the physical reaction takes over. Like, if you get hit, there's some reaction.
But there are so many
but
ones
guys
that,
who don't get hit yeah. who want you to think they've been hit.
Oh, yeah, especially like on an 0-2 pitch, like the one that got Holt. Like, that did hit him, though, so he wasn't lying about it. But if that was close, he might have said something to the umpire. Or how many times have you seen, now this is before replay, but a ball would be close, and he would just drop the bat and run to first.
Yeah,
and like hope that the umpire like agrees with him. And sometimes like, no, get back here. You didn't get hit. But I would say most guys lie, so I don't know what Ron Darling. We have been blessed to have a lot of Ron Darling games. Holy smokes.
We've been very lucky. And the other thing in the open, did David Ortiz just get carried away, or does he call Jackie Bradley Jr. sexy?
I don't know. He's very excited about the Red
very
Sox.
Excited. I loved the video.
Yes.
It was great.
He is into it.
But I was trying to figure out.
Is that his nickname for him?
Is that what he calls Jackie Bradley Jr.?
Just sexy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, sexy. Oh, sexy. Yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Come on, bro.
Look at this.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
How much did he bet on the Red Sox?
Apparently lots.
It had to be millions of dollars to get that excited.
That's like what I would sound like if I won Mega Millions.
Right, exactly.
Now, in the pregame show, Pedro was actually pretty cocky about the Red Sox chances last night as well.
No, I know.
He was doing the flex thing at the end there. And
they're very excited.
They like to do that thing where, you know, we're going to leave the mics open.
Oh, don't you like that?
Hey, guys. You're
going
to hear what really goes on.
A little peek behind the curtain.
As we're going to break.
Yeah, that's real cool. That's real nice.
And they're all yelling and laughing with each other.
Because every show is desperately trying to be like the Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, Ernie Johnson show.
That's exactly it.
Every single show.
By the way, one quick interjection about Charles, okay? He actually said last night that the Celtics have too much talent.
Too much.
And that they shouldn't have been playing.
Too much.
There was somebody who shouldn't be playing. They should be playing Aaron Baines because they have too much talent.
They have too much talent right now. It's a good problem to have, Charles. Thank you. Although last year,
so at some point, is he going to say maybe, you know, Steph Curry really shouldn't be playing?
There's too much talent. Like, if it's Celtics Warriors, too much talent on the floor. It's bad for the league. There's just so much talent.
Get Aaron Baines out there.
Get him out there. Sure.
Get somebody else.
Get Baines. Why not?
I just sometimes I mean I love Charles and I love their whole pregame thing, but there are times he says stuff that puzzle me.
Did you see when they interviewed Kevin Garnett?
Oh yeah. See, now Kevin Garnett doesn't understand about that.
Live television.
I actually talked to him about that one time.
Did you?
And we were doing the interview, and I was saying, you know, I said, just one criticism. I said, you know, the language. He started laughing. And he says, I know. He says, I can't help it. He said, you know, my family's talked to me about it. And
so they can't, but they, don't they know that? Like, I think you need to have him on a delay or tape the interview. Like, did you have to have him on live?
Yes.
Okay. That's good.
He's probably right, by the way. The Timberwolves owner doesn't know bleep about basketball.
No, he was definitely spot on.
He's dealing with Glenn, who doesn't know shit about basketball.
Glenn Taylor. Great.
Glenn Taylor. Is who you're talking about.
And he's dealing with Glenn, who doesn't know shit about basketball.
Okay. Glenn, no, he does
Glenn
not.
Taylor. Great.
You mean Glenn Taylor? Yes. Yes, I do. But, I mean, that's what you're going to get with Garnett. Very entertaining, though.
Oh, it's fun to watch.
He's the best.
It's all good. All right, let's get back to the calls with you guys. 617. Now, we cleared our desk of a couple of things that were bugging me. Like, was the hit sexy or is JBJ sexy? I couldn't
tell. The hit definitely was.
It was very sexy.
Yeah, I don't know about the player necessarily.
Oh, sexy! By the way, we were talking yesterday about, you know, a little swag, you know.
I like swag.
Jackie Bradley Jr. has none.
No, just hits a homer, sprints around the bases, runs
head
out
down,
to center field.
Head down, runs around the bases, doesn't smile.
You can celebrate if you like. No?
No, I'm good. No.
Okay, smart.
So they were showing Red Sox grand slams in ALCSs.
Yes.
You know, there was the Johnny Damon one in New York. Yeah. There was the J.D. Drew one against Cleveland to center field. The guy whose reaction was off the charts that they showed was Shane Victorino.
Yeah, Hawaiian.
He practically turned himself inside out as he went around first base.
Surprised he touched every bag.
Jackie Bradley Jr. Okay,
yeah, there
we go.
That's great.
Here's second.
2-1 lead.
I'm on my way to third.
That's fine.
Oh, good. Here's home. I'm going to go sit down.
Just
now.
A little excitement wouldn't have killed him, I don't think.
No.
But hey, that's how he wants to do it.
Oh, yeah!
He was not like that. He did not sound like that at all. And since we're going through audio, Rossi, this is something that you found. You did a great job. Great producer.
Oh, now we're back. No,
he
is. Great producer.
Well, let's see.
A minute ago, you wanted him fired.
He picked the wrong thing. I think this is what I was talking about, but I actually don't know what the answer is. So, is this before the playoffs started? Right before?
Oops.
Hey, don't look.
No,
hold on. Let me set it up. Is it before the playoffs?
This is what we played earlier.
No, this is I don't the first thing.
No, people need to know how you feel about.
They really doesn't want to hear.
They
that
They haven't
again.
Stopped listening, so they
need to hear just a recap.
Aldi.
He is a playoff starter for me.
Starter. I kind of want him in the out of the pen, though. I don't know if. No, but that's a compliment. But anyway, that's not what I was looking for.
I don't think it was a compliment.
I don't know when that was. That was forever ago. Now, right before the playoffs, Rossi.
That was 1972.
What?
The way this was set up, Dale was talking throughout the morning. This comes from September 27th.
So pre-playoffs.
Yes.
Pre-playoffs, and we were getting Dale's power rankings of pitchers heading into the postseason.
Yes, so I want his top three, I said, pitchers before the playoffs started.
Yeah.
How do you rank them?
Sale 1. Price 2.
He's hurt!
Kimbrel 3.
Sale, Price, Kimbrel.
I don't feel so good about the Sale thing or the Price
everybody
thing.
Else
or the Kimbrel thing. So because you got so embarrassed by the piece that he ran earlier, you were determined to somehow get some of your glory back.
No.
Let's see. Hey, Rossi, make Dale look like an idiot now.
That's not what I said.
Oh, it's totally what you said.
That was just sort of a nice little
just
consolation
prize.
It was. I did not remember who your three were. I didn't think it was that bad.
Sure, you did.
I wanted to get, did I end up having a three on my end? Because Dale probably flipped the question on me.
Yeah, so here's the whole thing.
And this is what I was looking for. So let's just hear this. And it happened to be a byproduct that Dale picked Sale, Price, and Kimbrel as his three most confident pitchers. Here's what I said.
Scratch that.
All right, good. I think sort of proves my point.
Who are your three?
No, that's my
in
point.
In order.
No.
The option was I didn't have to answer?
Stephen Wright, Nathan Eovaldi, and Ryan Brazier.
Stephen Wright?
Well, Stephen Wright was healthy.
Was number one? And you're going to mock me?
Eovaldi and Brazier? Who do you
hide, Dale? I picked a guy on the roster.
You picked an injured guy. You picked David Price in the playoffs and Kimbrel, who is the shakiest closer, well, with the exception of Osuna. And then I picked Eovaldi and Brazier. And Stephen Wright also didn't give up a run this postseason.
Stephen Wright screwed the Red Sox.
You think so?
Well, not yet.
How's that?
In the beginning.
How's that a fact?
He wasn't available in that first game.
They won 3-1.
Yeah, but he took up a roster spot in that going into the series. So
and
I
they were able to replace him with Hembree.
But out of all six players, you have the worst one.
Well, at the time. No, I don't.
Oh,
I don't
no, clearly
Price.
You do. Yeah,
I don't
no, clearly
David Price.
You do.
I'd rather
you have
see
a guy who can't pitch. Yeah, I mean, that's
so do you.
Just
you have three of them.
No. I mean, physically
oh,
can't
true.
Wear a uniform
no,
and pitch.
True. That's true. Are we glossing over, I said, Eovaldi and Brazier? Can we celebrate that a little bit more?
No, my option was I didn't have to answer.
Steven Wright, Nathan Eovaldi, and Ryan Brazier. Pretty good. Forget the Steven Wright thing. Don't worry about that. He probably would have been nails. He's obviously dealing with an injury that he suffered after John Farrell pinch ran him a couple years ago. He's still fighting that.
And just to roll back a little tape on that, you actually bullied Dale out of his original number one pick.
Oh, did I?
Price won.
Okay, stop right there.
Well, let me
stop finish. Right there.
You just told me to do three.
You can think about the next two. David Price is the guy you are most confident in the playoffs.
No, you're right. I'll take it back.
Oh, it's too good. And then he went with Sale, I think, right?
You did bully me, by
I
the
did.
Way.
Well, just a little bit. Just a little bit. But I wanted you
as,
to think
as
clearly.
As our first lady would say, be better.
I'm trying. Every
Apparently
day I'm trying
not.
To be better than I was. Well, no.
If you're still bullying people.
I'm not. That was weeks ago, Dale. I'm a whole new person today. Every day. I know you don't believe it.
No,
not
even
a
little.
That seems
a little
insulting,
no.
to be honest. I've been very, Rossi, I've been nicer to you every day. Eamon, I'm as nice as it gets.
Yeah, you're okay.
Yeah, see, not bad. Baby steps. As David Price would say, baby steps.
See, I yelled at Eamon the day or so ago.
I know,
so
you were running hot at Eamon.
I didn't yell at him. I yelled about him.
Yelled about him.
I yelled
about loud
him.
Enough for him to hear you in the other room.
The wall.
Yeah.
So in here, now he's going to be, oh, yeah, you're the best, Rich.
I haven't yelled at him. I haven't said a word. It's all
at
good.
At least not loud enough for him to hear.
No, that's true. I just talk behind his back.
In my defense, those first two segments were pretty good yesterday. So.
Yeah, they were. That's true.
In your defense?
He thinks he motivated you.
He lit a fuse. Oh, that's what it was.
That's what he thinks.
Thayer is in New Hampshire. So is the Academy, by the way, but I don't think that's what we're talking about.
Thayer Academy's in Braintree.
Hi, Thayer. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Great.
I think the Red Sox did great last night.
I agree.
Good call.
Yep, I like that.
I think they made the right choice by putting Nathan Eovaldi. I believe that's how you pronounce that last name.
That's right.
I believe he's a great pitcher.
I
Another
believe so,
call.
Too. Yeah, a couple of good starts.
Very good.
Hey.
No. Why would you do that?
A minute
Jason
ago,
Rossi?
You called him great producer. Now he thinks he's got all the power.
What is wrong with you?
I'm here for the listeners.
What the hell
we
was
were
that?
Working through some things.
He thought the Red Sox did great.
Thought Nathan Eovaldi did great.
If that's his name, he didn't even know it was.
Well, you can
never
be too sure.
The pronunciation is a little confusing.
Holy smokes. Hey, and don't look now, but Nathan Eovaldi, he might
He's
be on play this again.
He is a playoff starter for me.
Starter. I kind of want him in the out of the pen, though. That's how
but
good
you,
he is.
But
I
you
want
did
him out the pen.
You did pronounce it properly,
I did.
So you got that part right.
That is unbelievable. Sorry, Thayer. You can call back anytime. That was a Rossi
We won't
decision.
Let Rossi on the
He's
board.
Calling back.
He
There's Yeah, Rossi, you need to talk to him and apologize. That's not how we
Tell
treat
him you're
listeners
sorry.
And callers here. That's not how we do it.
You didn't let him get to his cheating take. It was electric.
Oh, he had a cheating take?
More electric than the first?
Basically said, I don't know about the whole cheating thing. Awesome.
I don't know about it. Well, thanks for the call anyway. He took time out of his day to give us a call. I have no problem
and
with that.
And we
Very
sincerely
nice.
Appreciate it.
Yes, we do on this side.
This side. Over this side, there. Have,
no, I guess not. What did Thayer say to you there, Rossi?
I gotcha.
He said, I got you?
I said, what are you talking about? He's like, you hung up on me. I said, I sure did.
Yes, I did.
Well done, sir.
All right, call back tomorrow, Thayer.
Take Dale and Keefe with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
is the telephone number. Text lines 37937. We'll get to some basketball next hour and talk a little bit about the Celtics opener. The Philadelphia 76ers were in town. Big night for... I mean...
They really want that to be the rivalry.
Well,
they're,
you finally got to... If you were a Celtics fan, you finally got to cheer Gordon Hayward on his own court.
I was so nervous, though, listening to Kevin Harlan do a Gordon Hayward
I know,
game.
You've,
the last
The
time,
last voice you
oh,
heard.
Oh, my God. I was nervous about it. And he looked like a guy who shattered his leg a year ago. He did. He was a little tentative.
Well,
I mean, it's game one.
And I don't
one.
Blame him.
I don't at all. and we'll see how long that takes. But, yeah, everybody's waiting for the Celtics-Sixers to be the big rivalry in the East, but I don't know if the Sixers are really quite there yet.
Maybe not. All right, back to the calls. David's in Florida. Hey, David.
Morning.
What's up?
There we go. All right, I got a few things. First, Bradley last night, that was Griffey-esque. His swing.
They're about the same. Yep.
It was Griffey-esque. And he's had, maybe the two biggest hits in the series. Wall.
Well, he's got seven runs batted in the series so far.
True.
Yeah, and he's been doing very well. Good for him. What did he hit the second half of the season? I know the first half of the season he had a very horrible first half average-wise. He did much better the second half.
Yeah, we're efforting now. What's your other point?
But Beth. I know you guys are going to start jumping on me, but when I was watching Altuve drop that bunt last night, I said this before, and there has to be at least one situation every game when Betts could come up and drop a bunt. Because if he gets on base...
Why would I want him to?
He hits 30 homers.
Because if he gets on base, then he's still second. If they're up by a run...
David, honest to God, there aren't many people left on the they need to bunt more island, but you're one of them, and I don't understand it.
Yeah, I'm good.
Because I just want to see him do more for the team.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't do much.
Yeah, what does he do?
That whole MVP thing that he's probably going to win. I mean, honestly.
Doesn't do much.
By the way, in the second half of the season.
Yeah, Bradley was better.
He hit 269,
mm-hmm.
seven home runs, 27 runs batted in.
He hit 210 in the first half. So it was a big improvement in the second half, and obviously a couple of huge hits in the series.
You know, if Mookie would just bunt more.
Let me ask you something. Is Mookie Betts the guy that hits over 30 home runs?
I think that's the guy I remember.
Can hit doubles for days, and you want him to just bunt more?
No, I actually don't.
Nobody does. I think there's a time and a place for it.
Want him to do more.
Not necessarily for him, but Jose Altuve, especially because he's not running great, I think that really took the Red Sox by surprise. And they were scuffling. They weren't getting a whole lot of things done. So if Altuve wants to drop a bunt, get on first to allow Bregman to come up, like, I get it. Because Altuve is not 100% healthy by any means. This isn't the Altuve from a year ago.
And he sure as heck wasn't going to be stealing second.
No. But
he just wanted to get Bregman up.
Exactly.
And so, I understood that.
Yeah.
I mean, it was one of the rare instances where a guy like Altuve maybe should think about bunting. Even he shouldn't be doing it much.
No. Those guys don't need to.
Mike's in North Providence. Hey, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Sorry. This is regards to the bullpen.
Okay.
Cora's done a great job of managing the bullpen he actually has. For example, like, look at Brazier. He tried to put him in the first game against the Yankees with inherited runners, and it just blew up in his face. And it was like one of these things that, you know, Brazier let pretty much every inherited runner that he had score in the regular season. So, you know, he immediately said, okay, wait a second, time out. I got to give this guy.
Oh, we're losing you. But I get your point. Yeah, they're giving him a clean inning, and he was a lot better. You know, he gave up a hit, but he was really good. He pitched the seventh inning. My question, Dale, and we might not ever know the answer, but let's say Eovaldi only went five.
That would have been a whole different
ballgame. What do you do there?
Because
that was so important.
You'd have had Hembry in at some point.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe you would have tried to get Kelly, because we've seen it before where Porcello. Now, you know, you can go Brazier and Barnes.
You couldn't throw Porcello, obviously. And I don't think you could throw Sale. They're still not even positive he's going to be able to make the game five start. They said they're going to see how he throws today and see how he feels.
Like, I don't think you can go Price. I don't think you can do that in that situation. So maybe
Price.
Maybe. And then even Kimbrel. Like,
because
I don't know
he wouldn't be pitching again until Sunday.
I mean, I think. No, but I'm saying, would you want Price? I mean, pitch count-wise or whatever else, yeah, I think you could. But I don't think you'd want to do that. So it was just that important that Eovaldi was able to go six, because then it lined up a whole lot better. Now, Barnes couldn't get out of his inning, but, you know, Kelly was able to clean that up. And then at that point, the game was already won.
Dave's in Ashland. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dale, Rich, what's going on?
What's up, Dave?
How are you?
Oh, man, first of all, I love your show. Rich, I think you are one of the most funniest sports hosts on a radio talk show.
I agree with you, Dave.
You're awesome, man. I tune in at 10 a.m. every day. Just nothing against you, Dale. I like you too, but
I can tell.
Rich is so funny, man.
That is good. Ross, you save all that? Can you just email that to me when you're done with that? Thank you very much, Dave.
Make it into a ringtone.
Take all the time you want, Dave.
No, Dale, really, I have nothing against you at all.
No, that's okay.
That's all right. Nothing against you.
Rich is a comedian, man. He makes me laugh. But, hey, how about what do you guys thought, you know, because it's not getting done over there on third base.
No.
And Nunez is just horrible. Yeah. And Devers is not much better. How about we bring the Bronx star? Put him over there. How do you guys feel how he would do over at third?
Yeah, we brought it up earlier. Yeah, I wouldn't have an issue with it right
great
now.
Great call.
I mean, first of all.
Great call.
Racket.
Rack him.
So, I mean, part of the problem here is, A, Eduardo Nunez hadn't been very good, and B, according to Alex Cora after the game, his ankle's hurt.
Yeah, so, Nunez doesn't look right at all. But Brock Holt only played in 5 games at third base this year, which I was surprised. I thought it was a few more than that, but he doesn't play a lot of third base, but he can't be worse than those guys.
I heard Lou make the point yesterday that he wants to just hand third base to Devers, period. Now, just he's your guy. He, you know, you're the third baseman.
I don't hate
you're
that.
And if you had to, I guess you could, but, you know, he steps in there and immediately boxes one around over
not
there.
Not to make excuses for him. He's a professional athlete. He should be able to make that play. But is there something to you don't start, you're sitting on the bench for an hour or two, and then you're like, all right, now you're in, go play third. Like, are you not
warmed
up? Yeah,
but I got a feeling the minute Alex came out to check on Nunez and went back to the dugout, there was some conversation at that point, I would guess, to Devers saying, hey, better get yourself ready. I don't know if he's going to be able to keep going here.
It was an error. I mean, or it was a bad play, or it was a no play by Devers. Like, he's got to come up with that. But I just wonder if he was a little cold or a little iced out. So we'll see what they do with Charlie Morton tonight. Limited samples for everybody. Devers is 1-for-4 against Morton with a double. Brock Holt is 1-for-3 with a triple.
Got to play him.
Eduardo Nunez is 2-for-2. 2-for-2.
Yeah.
Small sample.
How's Ian really Kinsler?
Ian Kinsler is 3-for-10. Everybody hits Morton. Not Jackie Bradley. He's 1-for-7.
Yeah, I had a feeling they were going to do well against Keuchel last night, too.
They really did. How about no strikeouts? Like, I know he doesn't throw hard.
He looks like he throws stuff that you and I could hit.
No, maybe, but he's...
We couldn't. I'm just saying it looks like
no,
it.
No, we couldn't. No, we definitely couldn't. Unless we had a guy stealing signs for us, and I knew exactly what was coming, then maybe I could. But, yeah, he was just kind of tossing it up there. He's got to kind of pick the corners. They did a great job early on. And A.J. Hinch even talked about it during the stupid in-game interviews they do, where they were just willing to go the other way. Like, everything. You want to pitch outside? Fine. We'll just slap balls to right field, or if you're Benintendi, hit it to left. They were very patient with Keuchel. What's up?
I'm looking at the name.
What's
here.
Up with that?
Because this is somebody trying to play off the pronunciation of Banga. Banga, Maine.
No. How you doing, guys?
Great.
Hi,
you?
Banga.
Listen, to talk about Ron Dowland, how do you think I feel watching this guy every night of the week? I played ball with this guy all the way through high school.
Is that right? Was he just as annoying then?
Put it this way, he didn't have a sense of humor, so that definitely was not sarcasm.
I could see it. I could definitely see it.
You could
we
tell
sniffed
it wasn't
that out.
Sarcasm.
It was not sarcasm, and so he was just a boring log all through high school as well?
Yeah, he was the chosen one, yep.
Right, oh, of course. Yeah,
first freshman to be on the St. John's High School varsity team, all that.
Well, I mean, he was pretty good.
He was obviously a good player.
Yeah, he was probably great in high school.
He had the personality of a stump. So,
but yeah, no, watching him. Jeez, I get to see him every night of the week.
Oh, jeez,
that's terrible.
Yeah, it's bringing back memories of watching him play the 1986 World Series. That was also a fun time for me, too, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
But I just wanted to chime in and let you know. No, he's a good guy, but he doesn't have much of a sense of humor.
I agree completely, Banga.
Not like Banga.
Thanks for checking in. Banga's been hold on to that. Imagine if you knew Darling and then you had to watch him all these games. I think it'd be cool if
some guy you played high school with.
Not all the guys I played
in the major
with.
Leagues.
Oh, some of them were turds. Some of them. I had some really good friends on the team, but then there's some losers.
I don't think Darling's a turd. He's
I don't
not
know.
He's not Mr. Personality.
What do you guys think in the other room? Turd? Yes or no?
No, not a turd.
Rossi, what is wrong with you today? Rossi, usually we see eye to eye.
There's a little conflict
Eamon,
going on.
Eamon turd?
Definitely a turd.
Turd.
But why is he a
Eamon's
turd?
Eamon's trying to make up for
why
yesterday.
Why is he a turd? Why isn't he a turd?
He's doing his job. He just doesn't do it well.
Turd.
That doesn't make you a turd.
You don't do your
we
job
well. We would both
well?
Be turds.
No, that's probably true. Well, that's fine. I didn't say I wasn't. I just said that he was. That's all the point I'm making. You like listening to Ron Darling?
No, I don't particularly like it, but I don't want to say he's a turd.
Okay.
Turd's a little strong, don't you think?
All right, he's got no personality.
Okay, I'm with you with that.
Yes.
All right, fine. Look, sorry that I insulted him so harshly with turd.
We've approached an agreement.
We have.
We three kids.
The first time ever.
We've reached an agreement on something.
No personality, darling.
We will probably never agree on anything else ever again.
Not that I can think of.
Patrick's on the cell phone. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Good.
What's going on?
Interesting stat. JBJ, I think during the regular season, was like 1-for-17 or 18 with bases loaded. And in the postseason, he's 2-for-3 already. You know, this guy's been swinging the bat and putting the barrel on the ball the last couple of nights. He's a big reason why we won. And, you know, J.D. Martinez, you know, I think he went 0-for-4 the other night, you know, except for the game one versus the Yankees hitting a 3-run shot. He really hasn't done much for us except a couple of sack flies. You know, Mookie finally, you know, woke up the other night. But, you know, Houston's going to get hot. You know, you can't – they're not going to play – you know, they're not going to play like they did yesterday the rest of the series.
Why not?
What's that?
Why not?
Well, I mean, the only way we're going to shut him down is if Porcello has a great...
I like Porcello in the
playoffs.
Porcello's
looked good so far.
Oh, no, and so do I. I mean, like, I agree totally with what you guys were saying about Porcello and Eovaldi. Those are our number two pitchers right now.
Crazy.
I mean,
it is. It's
you know,
crazy.
Hopefully Sales, you know, not so great outing the other night has something to do with his little stomach illness. You know, hopefully it's not his arm, you know, inflammation, like, you know, the problem when he was on the disabled list. But, you know, if we can shut them down and we went into New York and got hot, I mean, we can definitely take care of Houston. And if we do that, there's no stopping us, guys. I think we can.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm with you on that. The winner of this series is winning the World Series. I don't care.
I don't know that Milwaukee team is.
I like Milwaukee, but it doesn't matter. Now, he's right. J.D. Martinez.
Major League Baseball is the network that's doing the World Series going, oh, God, please not.
Please
not Milwaukee.
Dodgers.
Give us L.A. Boston.
J.D. Martinez hasn't done a lot this series, but he did have an RBI double to start the game for him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
First inning, I thought they were going to knock Keuchel out in about an inning and a third.
And I think, and this was one of the keys before, I think it still holds true. The team that has scored the first run has won every game for the Red Sox.
And the Red Sox record this entire year when they score first, they put it up at one point last night. It's unbelievable.
It's pretty goofy.
They're like 78-15 or some silly number.
Well, and he mentions Jackie Bradley Jr. It is pretty amazing. He has two hits this series, but he's obviously made them both count. He had two hits last series. Do you know his postseason career? He's only hitting 170. Yet he's
but it's a strong 170.
Yeah, but he has 12 RBI. Like he's actually made the most of some of his hits. But he's even worse in the postseason.
I saw the stat last night. He's got 7 runs batted in this ALCS.
Yeah,
the most by a Red Sox player in an ALCS is David Ortiz, who had 11.
Ooh, he's right there.
And
so look out.
And he's only
books.
Played 3 games so far.
Yeah, pretty good.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
(617) 779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. Talking Red Sox to kick things off, we'll turn our attention to the Celtics and their season opening win last night at the Garden, sometime after the top of the hour. And then Tommy Curran will join us just after 1 o'clock, and we'll talk some Patriots football as they get ready to tackle, get it? It's a joke I made there.
Football joke.
The Chicago Bears on Sunday. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Good stuff.
Alex is in Cranston. Hey, Alex.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
Good. I'm great. I actually called in yesterday, chimed in on the Tyreek Hill beer situation. Found a couple more things about him, so my opinion changed a little bit, but whatever. I want to talk about the Sox game with Charlie Morton going against them. Now, with all these good numbers the Sox hitters have against the regular season or in the career against them, do you still think they go on the offensive approach with Christian Vasquez behind the plate, or they do a little more safer because they're up in the series?
What do you mean?
I don't think they back off at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think they're going to keep going, keep doing what they're doing.
Keep Christian Vasquez, so they're going to, instead of Sandy Leon back there as the better defensive catcher, you just stay on the offensive.
Well, Porcello was with Vasquez last time, and we were saying, well, he never threw to him all year long.
And he was great.
And he was great. And so maybe if Sale really needs him. Like
I could see Leon, if they decide Sale can pitch tomorrow.
Yeah.
And they're not even going to make that determination until today. If they decide he can go tomorrow, I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see Leon.
Because I don't even think you're really worried about the offense, to be honest. Like, Vasquez gives you slightly more than Leon. It's not much. I know he had the home run against the Yankees, and that was great. But he's not really a guy that you expect a lot at the plate from. And in game five, you would assume it's going to be Justin Verlander. So if you want to throw Sandy Leone in there, then so be it. But Vasquez has played a lot more and even a little bit better than I expected. I thought going in, remember the way September went, it felt like Leone and Swihart were really kind of the guys.
Yeah.
With Leone being such
Swihart doesn't even get a pinch hit appearance.
He can't, not even a sniff from
they,
Swihart.
They use Sandy Leone as a pinch runner for crying
That's
out
bizarre.
Loud.
So, yeah,
Swihart, well, they didn't want to burn both backup catchers.
Right.
But
Swihart, it's funny. Like, he's back to the role he had at the beginning of the season, which was no role. Like, he's just there. Feels like he's an emergency guy. He's the 25th guy on the roster, and you never really see him.
Eric's calling from work. Hey, Eric.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's up, Eric?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. Hey, so I have a question first about who do you think will decline first in their career, Tom Brady or LeBron James?
Tom Brady.
I would also like to treat you to a Rams game sometime, and Jason.
How about that, Jason? You go to a Rams game with Eric.
Yeah, Jason, please. I want to hang out with you.
Eric, what about me, bro?
Eamon?
Who is it?
That's Eamon.
Oh, Damon, of course. Yeah, you too. You're a nice guy. I'll take you to the Rams game.
Wants to go to a Rams game. Rossi, you in?
Like, are we
game?
Going to the stadium?
They're the greatest show on surf. That's what they're calling them?
Yeah, we're going to the LA Rams game.
Are you paying?
Yeah, well, we got to stay at the Intercontinental. I'll tell you about which one we need to stay at, if that's all right. If you guys pay for the plane ticket, the hotel, and I'll pay for the game.
Okay. Well, how about put me down as a maybe for now. Put me down as a soft maybe.
Maybe I'll call back when I have enough money to treat all you guys to everything.
Don't worry about that, Eric. You know,
the
offer is nice.
Yeah, it's nice if you would even offer.
Yeah, nice. Wow. Rossi, what do you think? I know you were very eager to try it out and maybe go to a Rams game.
I would go, absolutely.
Right,
especially
up until
with
the point where it was, I'm going to pay my own way.
You guys pay.
That was a little tough.
Yeah, that's asking a lot. Rams game seems odd. There's a team that plays not too far from here.
Yeah, we could go to. A guy who does TV in L.A. that...
Yes. It all circles back to Michael Vick with Eric. But yeah, Brady...
You could be out on Michael Vick's balcony smoking a doobie after the game. I mean, you don't know. It could be a long night.
I'm going to pass on that. Brady's, 7 years or 8 years older than LeBron? So I mean,
he will definitely...
Yeah.
Not the tail off isn't the... He's not going to be able to go forever. I know it feels that way.
Yeah. LeBron might.
I think
LeBron may go forever.
Truthfully, I actually think you're starting to see a little slippage in Tom Brady this year.
Ooh, I think you might be right. I think there's some Hannibal just wrote about that too, I think.
For the first time ever.
You're seeing it.
I'm feeling.
Oh, boy.
It's not some dramatic drop off. It's not the cliff. It's not anything like that.
Not as sharp.
I said on a couple of times this year, I've seen him miss passes that I'm not used to seeing him miss.
True. I mean, there's been times where guys are open, and you know, usually you say, "Oh, they ran the wrong route." But there's too many examples.
Well, it is a fairly tepid take.
I thought we agreed
it's a warm take.
It's warm take Wednesday, and I thought we agreed that was never a sounder we were going to play
ever.
That's the only sounder I play.
Oh, that's right. That's what you said. I agree with you. Like He's still a guy you would want, obviously. He's still a guy you can win with and all of that stuff. But
not that, I mean, the choice here is him or Brian Hoyer. So,
well, no, with that it is. But I think also, let's see, where does he rank quarterback rating? Not that that's a perfect stat, but through 6 weeks, he is 12th in the league.
That's not Tom Brady-esque.
No, it's not. But I think it is going to get better with Edelman. Edelman's only been there for two games.
Sure.
And Josh Gordon seems like to be a bigger part. So I think those...
I even saw him miss Edelman with a pass.
No, I know he did.
The other day. And,
well, even the one in the end zone was not like a great...
And
there's no chance.
If you think of one guy that, you know, he's got the... It is locked in.
Every
They've
time.
Got everything.
Yeah.
And there are times... And it's. I don't want to over-dramatize this. He's still really good. I would say he's probably a top 10 quarterback. Where in the past, I always thought it was a top 2, 3, 4
top
quarterback.
Top 2 or 3, yeah. I'd probably still put him in the top 5, but you're right. I mean, first of all, there's so many guys that are off to great starts, like whether it's Mahomes or Goff or whoever. Like they're off to these rocket starts. But Tom Brady, you still have the sense that, like, and I know the Chiefs' defense is bad, but when he had the ball, you just knew they were going to win.
Oh,
and I don't know how many quarterbacks
totally
you have that
confident.
One.
Yeah. Especially when they scored and left like 3 minutes on the clock, and they're done.
Yeah, but some
and
of
the
throws...
passes he made to Gronkowski and to Hogan, You know, they were classic Brady passes. They were perfectly placed. Guy gets in the open.
Right.
Yeah. I've seen him miss other ones that I'm going,
Yeah. No, I'm with you. And he's had some couple of weird ones where he's held onto the ball for a long time, which he doesn't normally do. Usually gets it out.
He doesn't make those mental mistakes.
Yeah, right.
And he even called it a mental mistake. He was talking on Kirk and Callahan this morning, and he said, you know, I can't make those mental mistakes. Right. He usually doesn't.
No, yeah, more often than not, for sure.
617-779-7937. Tom's on the cell phone. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Dale. Hi, Rich. How you doing?
Good.
So let's see if I can top that last offer. I'll take everyone to a Paw Sox game.
I like, well, Woo Sox, you mean?
Woo Sox game.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we're in on that. Show all outing right. with Tom. Let's do it.
Is he banned?
But here's my point. I don't know if anybody heard this, but during the first inning when Keuchel got himself in trouble, Ron Darling says, well, you know, he won't be able to eradicate himself the way a strikeout pitcher can.
Yeah, I know.
Eradicate him?
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
See, that's why I only use small words, because I know what they mean. I never try anything out like that. You don't want to do that. If you're not smart, don't say dumb or smart stuff. You can't do it.
I mean, look, all of us who sit here in front of a microphone and talk extemporaneously say things
Ooh,
at times.
Good use
thanks.
There.
Big say
word
things
by Dale.
At times that we wish we could, you know, take back. And I'm not going to kill
he
him.
He did
for
it for
that,
4 hours, though.
Well, sometimes we do it for 4 hours too.
No, that's actually a good point.
I wouldn't mind so much, but I just hate listening to him. But
I'm right there with you.
Guys.
Thank you, Tom. That's a good point.
Guys seem again.
I'm not a fan.
I'm not either. But it's not like I sit there and go, God, I hate what he's saying on there.
Well, I don't grit my teeth like that, Dale.
Like
either. I think
that's
about
like
it.
That guy
and
from New Hampshire.
Rodriguez
about
on the mound
it.
Opposite Sam Gavilio.
Now see,
Rossi, that was the gentleman's name, and I'm sorry that I stumbled over it. It's not a common name. This guy tried to use an SAT word where it didn't fit in. It's a big difference. I wasn't trying to be.
Gavilio?
I wasn't trying. Where does Rossi have all these drops?
You two have had this thing going.
I'm having
today.
A real issue with him today. Bringing that out of nowhere. People.
Could he and
people
Eamon
forgot
switch
all about
seats. You want to bring Eamon over there? And
I think I do.
Stick Jason over.
I think
on the
Rossi
other
would
place.
Rather be over there. Rossi's more of that guy.
He used to be that guy.
I know he used to be that guy.
Now he's that guy.
Then he got a big promotion.
You might want to explain what you're talking about.
So
people know.
Rossi runs the board. He hits all the buttons and makes sure that we're
Gavilio?
On the air.
Gavilio?
That button.
Eamon's in charge of phone calls and research and other things that's going on right now, calling guests, things like that, right? I'm oversimplifying.
The Twitter feed.
I'm oversimplifying.
Yeah, I mean, it's an important position, by the way, Eamon.
Thank you, Dale.
Very important.
Appreciate
wasn't
that.
As important yesterday, but today it's an important
No, it was
position.
More important yesterday.
Dale was running hot yesterday. No, but Rossi used to do that when we switched to here. Rossi got a big promotion. And so, isn't that right?
Oh,
is that not
gigantic
right?
financial windfall for
correct,
him.
Correct, correct.
I mean,
that?
When Andy, you know, stayed with the afternoon show, and they moved Rossi here to middays with us. He got this. I mean, he's the only one who got more money to make the move.
Well, I certainly did. So there was definitely clear. They said, "Listen, we respect you. We are a hardworking guy. You're our number one. You're the show. You're the only guy that's here all 5 days. It's a 7-day-a-week job. Rossi's constantly texting us and emailing us over the weekend, tell us what we should be talking about, and they took care of him. And that's why this place is the best."
Congratulations, Jason.
I can't.
We're all happy for
this
you,
is
Jason.
Ridiculous conversation.
What was the
0% of that is true.
What was the last guy? Oh, you see, my sarcasm a little bit better than Ron Darling's. And that's what we were talking about.
Darling wasn't trying to be sarcastic.
But here's the problem.
He was dead serious.
Do you know who, and maybe it's because they think you'd be a homer. I don't think that he would be. But the reason why Ron Darling is as bad as he is because TBS has Dennis Eckersley on the payroll.
I know.
Like, why can't we have Dennis? And why can't – even if they love Ron Darling, I don't know why, but do a 3-man booth. They did it for the wild card game. Let Eckersley on with these two guys. The broadcast would be so much better.
I almost wonder if Eck declined the invitation. I mean, Eck is a very independent sort. I mean, Nesson would want him to do every single game, especially when Remy's gone.
Maybe he did.
And he just says, yeah, you know what? I'll just do these. I'm fine.
Maybe. And I wonder if the plan, like if it was Yankees-Astros, would he have said yes? Or would they have asked? Like, we don't know. I'm just saying.
I don't know either.
Like, because the other games are on Fox. So it's not like you're splitting up the teams. So if you're trying to have your best broadcast crew, he would be on it. And it's a no-brainer. But he's not.
And we're all huge Eckersley fans here.
Yeah.
I don't know nationally if they love him as much as we do. Just because, you know, he's ours. He's our guy.
Maybe not as much, because that'd be hard to top.
Because we really love him.
But they have to like him more than Darling. Like, he's just so entertaining. Like, he's so good for baseball because you need kind of excitement. You need the comedy that comes with it. Like, he keeps it fresh. Like, a 4 or 5 hour game. Five and a half hour game like you got last night. He's going to keep it entertaining the whole time.
Keep you wanting to watch anyway.
Yeah, he would.
Steve's on the cell phone. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Good. A couple quick things if you...
I overruled Eamon on that one, just so you know.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Steve.
Go ahead, Steve.
All right. So the last time I called, you guys were running ads for the Hot Dog Safari, so it's been a little while.
That's been a couple of years.
I wanted to chime in and continue the theme of your lousy callers with show feedback. So
great.
Yeah, what do you got for the show?
I wanted to I think that you guys are the best team on this slot since the last time I called. You know, since it was the A team. So
how about that, Dale? Yeah, pretty good.
You're
bookending it.
You
here.
And me, pal.
I'll be Eddie. That's fine.
Yeah. So, and then the other thing was, I'm surprised to see that Jackie Bradley Jr. is the guy that's stepping into the David Ortiz role for the ALCS. But
doesn't it seem though, in every successful playoff year,
I think it's a little strong, by the way, to say he's David Ortiz.
But what I'm saying is, every playoff year, there seems to be somebody who you get a performance out of. You go, where the heck did that come from?
No, that's true.
The J.D. Drew.
Yeah.
Cleveland Indians series.
Well, it happens all around Major League Baseball. I mean, you go back to some of those Giants teams. Like, remember how good Edgar Renteria was for them, or Marco Scudero, or like these random guys, former Red Sox there, but like random guys, David Eckstein. Like, there's players that step up in the postseason. David Freese with the Cardinals. So you have your superstar guys and you need them to perform. But then think about it, the way baseball is, guys get hot for a week at any given time. Like, so if you found a week in August, you could probably find some scrub player who hit 420 for that stretch. And it's the same thing in the playoffs. It's a bigger stage, obviously, but sometimes you'll see somebody at the bottom of the lineup have a really big series.
Matt's on the cell phone. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. It's Coach Robitaille here.
Hey, what's up, Coach?
You got to pronounce it right if you're going to use
it. What's up, Coach? You got a message for Rossi here, Coach?
Yeah, well, I kind of feel bad about how it all went down way back when. I'd like to offer to take him to all expenses paid trip to his high school football game.
That's really nice. Maybe Jason, this Friday night,
I think Jason's a little scarred by...
I don't know if you can ever go back. Would you go back with Coach? You guys watch a game together?
Could I be named honorary captain?
Oh, that's a nice...
I think for that day we can come up with some kind of ceremony where we...
You're cracking yourself up here, Coach.
All right, Coach.
Coach
all right, hang in there,
making
Coach.
Making himself laugh.
Coach Robitaille called in. He feels
bad. It's Robitaille. Come on.
He feels really bad, Rossi, about mocking you in front of the entire team.
For people who don't know, Rossi won the captain's election for his high school football team, and the coach stood in front of the team and said, Jason got the most votes. But we're not making him captain. We're making that guy captain.
But I think he knows that he made a really big mistake. Dale and I were both really insulting him because it was just a terrible decision. But to his credit, he has called in the show now a few times.
Yeah, he's been willing to face the music.
So,
and he wants to take you to a high school game too, Jason.
That's not bad. They're probably at home Friday night, or maybe they're on the road.
All of our games are road games. There's no home field.
You don't have a home
field? You play all what? Road games?
Well,
I never
heard. We're learning more and more about this ridiculous school that you went to.
Where did you practice?
What is that?
We practice at just a park nearby. Technically right down the street.
They found an open space. And they said, hey, guys,
hey,
come on out.
Cow patties over here. Be careful where you step.
Coach, this isn't even 10 yards. It's fine, guys. You got to work on your footwork anyway.
No. Before the season started, we had to make a field on there. It was a baseball field.
You guys just found an area and made that your practice football.
Some lady comes out on her back porch. Yeah.
You got dogs walking around, just stray dogs having a walk. That is ridiculous.
Yeah, we had to measure it out.
You know what, Rossi? You were better off not being captain of that sorry state of affairs. You don't want to be associated with that.
Yeah, we went 0-8 on the road. How many games did you play? 8?
All road
games?
Well,
some were home games, but we didn't have a home field. We played at Chelsea High, which is next to Everett, or we'd sometimes play at Malden Catholic. depending on where those two teams
played. So not much of a home field advantage there.
Never a home field
advantage. The student
advantage.
Section never know where to go. Oh.
I don't even know where to go.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'll stay home.
Where are we playing Forget this it. Week?
That was tough.
It was a Catholic high school. There wasn't a lot of funds for it, especially with Everett High.
Division 7.
Division 6.
Division 6.
Oh, 6. Man, there isn't a 7.
Division 6 football. There it is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.